Hello everyone, it's my pleasure to stand here give this presentation. My topic is the effect of straw incorporated into different locations in soil profile on straw humidification coefficient and mix yield. So my presentation including background, material and method, results and discussion, conclusion and accompaniment. Firstly, I will give some information about black soil in Northeast China. The area of black soil in Northeast China is about 7 millimeter hectare, about 67% of which is farmland. The area of arable black soil accounts for 20% of arable land in China. Totally grown production in black soil region accounts for about 20% of whole grown production in China. About 70% of green production was sent to other regions in China as food and other things. So something in this slide has shown some information about climate conditions in North China. The climate is a temperate continental monsoon with 500 to 600 millimeter of precipitation, 1,700 to 3,200 degrees of accumulated temperature. The original vegetable is grassland middle plant. The groundwater is about below more than 20 meter. The apparent material is a long loam soil. This picture has shown the typical soil, black soil profile in this picture has shown. So as we know, virgin black soil has a good soil structure and aggregate, and it has abundant soil nutrient, which has support good soil physical properties, strong water capacity, and that will adapting drought and water logging, then we will get a high crop yield. But after black soil was cultivated, soil organic carbon decreased sharply during the axial land use. The soil erosion happened due to the water, wind and free season, like something. Mechanical compaction has happened due to we use some machine to in the farmland. So those reasons has resulted in the soil fertility decreased, soil structure has broken, and then those has limited crop yield. So now if we want to get much more crop yield, we need put much chemical fertilizer to get what we want. So as the picture has shown, amount of chemical fertilizer applied was increased when soil organic carbon was decreased after ordinary black soil being cultivated. Soil yield was increased with the increased amount of chemical fertilizer application. So we want to know how to change this issue. We want to increase the soil fertility. So now incorporating straw into soil is an effective practice to increase soil organic carbon in black soil region in Northeast China. But mostly studies just focus on incorporated straw into 20 centimeter soil layer, and increase the soil organic carbon in this soil layer. So incorporated straw into 0 to 35 centimeter soil layer is few. So now we want to do that. So our objective and scientific question is identify the effect of straw incorporated different soil depths on soil organic carbon and soil mass. So we will reveal the decomposition rate of soil or straw incorporated to different soil depths. This study has done in National Observation Station or Highland Agroecology System. This station has located in 1978 in the center of Blubsal region in northeast China. So the table has shown the typical soil properties in this station. So this experiment was established in 2006. It includes four experiments. The one treatment is the traditional tillage. As contrast, we just use the machine to tillage soil in 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer. The second treatment is subsoil in 0 to 35 centimeter. The third treatment is incorporated soil into 1 to 20 centimeter soil layer. The first treatment is incorporated soil into 0 to 35 centimeter soil layer. So that's the way we want to incorporate the soil. We incorporated the soil in the whole soil layer. Yeah, how good that. So now I will show some results we have got. This paper has shown the the effect of soil in return to soil layer on soil bulk density. It has shown that the effect of soil into different soil layer on the soil bulk density in 20 to 35 centimeter soil depth can last 5-6 years. So we can say if we incorporated the soil into the surface soil, he can influence bulk density for 6 years. So now we have shown the decomposition rate of soil in soil layer. So as we know, when soil return into soil, he can change the soil water content, microbiology active, soil emesis, and soil porosity. So the decomposition rate of soil will difference in the different soil layer. So totally, the decomposition rate of soil was more than in 0 to 20 centimeter is more than that in 20 to 35 centimeter. The total 80% soil was decomposed after soil return to soil 6 years. So as we know, humidification coefficient depending on the soil organic carbon content derived from soil. So the table has shown most soil was converted to humus in 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer in 30 years and 6 years due to slow methane emission rate than that in 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer. So this picture has shown soil organic carbon change. Soil organic carbon was increased significantly after soil return into soil by 0.54%, 0.79%, and 0.94% for 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer, and 1.53% and 1.07%, 1.3% for 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer. So, where did soil organic carbon from? This picture has shown most soil organic carbon come from soil comprised by light fraction of organic carbon. So this table has shown the soil return to soil impact the maize yield. Different treatments has shown decrease order or incorporated straw into 0 to 75 centimeter soil layer, and it incorporated straw into 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer, and the subsoil. The last one is the transition tillage. Compared with transition tillage, maize yield was increased by 7.81%, 20.89%, and 28.17% for subsoil for incorporated straw into 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer, and incorporated straw into 0 to 35 centimeter. So lastly, I will give my conclusion that subsoil and the straw in return could improve soil structure, which can last 6 years in this study. Decomposition rate of straw in 0 to 20 centimeter soil layer was greater than that in 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer, but most straw was converted to humus in 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer. Straw return can increase significantly soil organic carbon in 0 to 20 centimeter, and 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer, mostly comprised by light fraction organic carbon. Straw incorporated to 20 to 35 centimeter soil layer could increase the persistently maize yield for 6 years. So that's all. Thank you very much.
How did you mix the straw into the soil? Incorporate, yeah. Did you till it? Did you plow it in? How did you?
You ask me how to incorporate the straw into soil?
Correct.
Yeah. For this experiment, we do that by hand. But for in the farmland, we use that a machine. We have a machine can incorporate the straw into soil from 0 to 35 centimeter. We have that machine, yeah.
Flower?
Yeah, plow, yeah. But it's plow.
Any questions? Okay, well, let's thank her again.
Thank you.